We're going to start this off with a disclaimer. There are no political motivations. I'm not taking a side in any of this conversation. What we're going to discuss today is current events and some history. I'm going to state only the facts, and you can make up your own mind, but we're going to talk about the Cold War and the war in Ukraine and what it's all really about.
It's evil! Don't touch it!
It's alive!
I was with you.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Hey guys, what's up? Hey. It's good to see you guys come back for another episode. My brother Zach, what's up, my dude?
Live long and prosper.
All right, you fucking nerd. Lindy, how are you doing?
Doing great.
The motherfucking Todd, what's going on?
May the force be with you.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna just pump the brakes on this motherfucker before we even start it, because I've got to do some apologizing for my lectures. Because I was the crazy person in the vehicle that was yelling at my radio at myself when we started talking about the Dimebag Squeal thing. I kept saying pinch harmonics. They weren't pinch harmonics. They were natural harmonics that bounced off. Okay. I was so mad. It's like, I had to listen to it.
Matt, I don't know if you know this or not. You really are a fucking guitar nerd. You really are.
I was seriously yelling at myself. I was the psychopath in a vehicle, only mine was a semi, so it was even more scary.
Zach, insert the Bill and Ted guitar shit.
Yeah.
Guitar nerd.
He was certainly not bad. He wasn't flicking and then pinch harmonicking. He was natural harmonicking off the frets as it goes down.
Harmonizing?
I'm getting out in front of the angry stuff that I will get, because if anybody's as bad as me...
makes me think you're playing a harmonica.
No, natural harmonica.
Harmonizing.
Which is bouncing off the fret.
So call it harmonics.
Harmonics sounds great. I love that. He's doing harmonics.
I'd like to take horror ads for $200. You mean... who reads?
Y'all got this all wrong. It's Dimonics. It's Dimonics.
Dimonics. Dimonics.
Okay. Dimonics works for me.
I wanted to get that out of the way, because I did look like an insane person in the semi while I was driving down the road yelling at myself. Nobody's going to be as critical as me, of me as I am, I don't think. But I bet
nobody's
other people were like...
nobody's as disappointed in me as I am.
Exactly. Same way. I'm just used to doing it my whole life. I just calm myself down. It's like, you stupid idiot. What the fuck are you
let
doing?
Let that shit go, Matt. Just let go.
This
just
is the perfect moment for disappointing affirmations with Todd.
In case somebody was
trust
like...
trust yourself. You can always do better. Make more bad decisions and fuck shit up.
In case somebody was like, I need to yell at this guy. Just know, I've already put myself down.
This coming from Todd, this is the guy that sent me the coffee mug that says... let's keep the dumb fuckery to a minimum today. Message received.
All right, Todd, let's get angry.
All right. Well, as you know, for the second time in a number of years, there is a war being waged in the country of Ukraine. The basis of this is that Russia, while not trying to overtake the whole country, both times that they have done this in the last several years, it's all about a warm water port. Russia, as you know, has no warm water port. Everything's, you know, Bering Strait and North Atlantic, North Pacific, Arctic Sea. And there's a town called Vladstock, or Vladistock, or however you want to pronounce it. It's a Vlad, and there's a stock in there. I am not a Slavic-speaking person.
It does sound like a place where they store blood.
Or Vlad.
Vladistock.
So this port is in the Crimea region, which is the southeast area of Ukraine. This sea comes through several countries in Turkey into that southern area down there. And that is the only warm weather port that Russia has to export goods, import goods, ship oil, all of these things. Okay? So it is a major part of their economics. In 1989, when Mr. Gorbachev sat at the table and basically dissolved the greater USSR and allowed these countries to basically come back under their own rule, they were no longer solely governed by Russia and the Warsaw Pact, you know, type things.
So Hasselhoff didn't do it by himself?
No. Let me back up a little bit further. NATO was formed in 1949 at the end of World War II. There were 12 founding countries, and the line was basically from north to south, running straight through the center of, most of these kids don't remember, East Germany and West Germany. And there being a wall splitting that country.
Tear down that wall.
Yeah. You know, we all look at this great, you know, Reagan and all this. So Gorbachev decided in doing so that he would tear down the wall and allow Germany to reunite. And that since West Germany was already, an, you know, part of NATO, that he would allow East Germany, you know, it would just be a simple Germany as a whole would be part of NATO.
So accept didn't do it?
Well.
You get your balls to.
Well, they put their balls on it, I'm sure, when it was coming down.
I want to dip my balls in it.
I'm going to nutsack this like fucking the stepbrothers where he put his nuts on his drum set.
So the little known part of the wall coming down and all of this was a treaty that was basically hammered out that if the wall came down and Germany was allowed to reunite, the lines would be redrawn, you know, for NATO to come around, you know, encompassing all of Germany, but that he would do it without any hesitation and it would be fine as long as NATO and the United States and everybody else agreed that the NATO line would move no farther east. Everyone agreed to it. Okay? Everyone agreed to it.
You bet.
1989. Okay? No more NATO countries. Over the course of the next several years, starting roughly, let's see, Greece and Turkey were a part of NATO in 1952, 1955, West Germany. So all of this leading up into roughly 89th when they made the agreement, 89 into 90 is when the wall came down. 91 is when a lot of the Warsaw Pact, you know, post-Soviet states sought to join NATO. None of them were allowed to because that was a part of the treaty that brought the wall down, reunified Germany, all of these things. Everybody, like I said, fact, agreed to this deal. It's on paper. Everybody signed it. Until the wonderful year of 1999, when Poland
Hungary, and the Czech Republic were allowed to become NATO members, pushing the NATO line almost 850 miles east, closer to Russia.
Ding dong.
We never said we'd do that.
Yeah, but Russia's been pushing that back ever since then. They go like a couple feet a night.
Don't give away the whole story.
All right, bud.
So, moving this forward, we're going to jump in to in 2004. Again, against the treaty, Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Slovakia, and Slovenia, and Albania and Croatia. 2004, all those other countries, Albania and Croatia in 2009 were welcomed into NATO.
Okay.
Shortly after that, in 2020, Montenegro in 2017, and North Macedonia in 2020 were allowed to join NATO. Now pushing the line from where it was to 1,000 miles further east.
Where they said they never would go past.
Yeah. So, in 2022... not mind you, this wasn't the first time. He had done it previously a few years earlier when they rolled into Ukraine. They pushed exactly straight south. And if you need to pull up a map for yourselves as you listen to this, Google it, whatever, it would be easier for you to see. Russia pulled in to southern Ukraine and basically tucked that southeast corner where their port was in Vladivostok. And they secured that area and left the rest of the country alone. They didn't move any farther.
It's the only port they wanted.
Exactly. Because that's what we gave them in the treaty. There is a standing treaty that Turkey and everybody else is involved with that Russian military ships get to sit and they get free passage in and out of there. They can never be blocked. So that way they can protect their financial interest in the shipping and everything else out of this port. So we all got pissed off about it and up in arms. And we basically tuck out the somewhat pro-Russian government in Ukraine at that time, and that is how, you know, Zelensky, more pro West, came into power. We kind of facilitated that, allegedly.
Yes, exactly.
And what this sounds like to me, this is it. Let me know if I'm picking up what you're putting down here. NATO is like the little kid that just keeps trying to see what they can get away with. And so far, Russia is just like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Close enough. Now, mind you, I'm trying to stick with the facts because I don't want to paint a side, because this has become a very politicized thing, especially since 2022, when Russia once again. This time, though, they went straight in to take out that whole eastern half of the country, all the way down, and to take almost all of the southern coast, you know, the Crimean coast. They were like, you know what? You want to keep playing stupid games? Fuck around and find out. Now, of course, Russia's always the bad guy in our scenario, right? And I am not justifying anything. Like I said, I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not picking a side of right, wrong, everything else. I'm just trying to give you the facts. So, in 2022... Russia went in, and mind you, I love this. Everybody said, you know, Putin was a fucking madman and he's gonna fucking bring nukes and all this shit. And in the course of this, one upping it, we allowed Finland to join NATO in 2023, and then we allowed Sweden to join in March of 2024.
So just barely.
So yet again, we're still pushing the fucking line farther east. Yeah. Now, on the northern end, northwestern end of Russia, we are right on their border. We have pushed NATO that far.
Yeah.
Mind you, with the pretense that if a NATO country is attacked, all respond. Okay? Doesn't matter how dumb it is. If, you know, if he launches a missile over, we all have to go to war now. Okay?
Yep.
So, in the course of this, no matter how you look at it, we as the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the, you know, three democracy nations have constantly pushed to the point where the line used to run through Russia, I mean through Germany, and now we have pushed it on a weird angle all the way to where, you know, this is the border with Russia, and then it kind of goes away and around to where Russia has sat as a country and let this happen and let it go and let it go and let it go, only trying to protect their treaty agreed to right to the port in Vladivostok.
Right.
And it wasn't until Zelensky came in that they started pushing the Russians out and causing havoc with their shipping. And that is part of the story that doesn't get told, is that it wasn't until that started happening that Russia said, you know what? Fucking enough's enough. You push the line, and you keep pushing the line, even though you promised you never fucking would.
Yep.
And now you put this puppet, as he says, in power in Ukraine. And then he starts trying to put us, a stranglehold on our shipping abilities to move our products, import products, and ship oil. I don't know how you want to, you know, pick a side on this, but I can tell you this. The facts
sounds
are
like,
very clear.
Maybe like a...
We have pushed and we have pushed, and the only response that has happened has been them just going back and taking the port and ensuring they have a straight line to be able to move all of their product through that whole eastern end of Ukraine. The other side of it is that we have dumped a lot and a lot of money into this. Not only
are you
going
to start telling me this is about money, because I just don't believe it.
You hear the numbers, and I would tell you to half it. Half is probably actual currency. The other half is military supplies. We're giving them ammunition and missiles and all of those things. And that is, you know, the sum total of the billions. We've already paid for it. We're giving it to them for free, but that's, you know, the cost.
And when
the
you say
amount
we,
of actual currency we have given to Ukraine.
When you say we, you mean actually us. Because
taxpayers of America.
Paying for all this shit. He's and yes, basically, it sounds like a good way for the fucking government to just be like, hey, we can probably up our military defense industry budget and just keep doing this. Get more money from the taxpayers. My, getting closer?
All clammed up.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
You don't have to look hard to find out the taxes. You're not allowed to be double taxed. No, you're not. You're just taxed on every fucking thing that you buy, from everything that you ever do and everything that you ever need to do, and anything that you do to do a job to make money, you're taxed on it and every fucking thing else. Yep. Fuck our government. I don't give a fucking rat's ass.
So, you know, like I prefaced this.
You marked that, right?
I don't have a side in this.
I don't have a side. I hate it all.
I have my opinions, and I'm not sharing them. Like I said, I just wanted to give facts because this is the truth of the matter. And if it took Russia since, in essence, 1990 until going into, when was the, I want to say the first one was somewhere around 2016, 2017 when he went in there into Ukraine. If it took him that long to actually have a physical response to the constant encroachment and basically the not giving a fuck about a signed treaty. Mm-hmm. I think that's a level of restraint that you can call him a crazy man all you want, but you know, he's stated very clearly, and mind you, in 2022 he got a little crazy, but the truth of it was is that when he was saying that the militarization of what Ukraine was doing, you know, everybody's like, God, they're not doing well. Yeah, they were, because they were building up a military presence in Vladivostok to eventually try to cut off the Russians. And you know, media and reporting can make it out to be whatever they want, but once again, these facts are all plain. You can Google. I mean, I'm not even using Wikipedia. I am off the NATO website.
In the words of Bert Kreischer,
these are the truth.
This is Russia. Mm-hmm. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, Putin's over there. I am the king.
I ride horsey bareback with no shirt on.
I tell you, I couldn't do that and make it look that good. I mean, he's a stocky fucking well-built dude. I'd just up there with a fucking belly and tits, fucking shaking around. That.
What is he, 5'3"?
Shaking my titties. Put your balls on this.
Get that boy some tassels. Oh, shit.
So, yes. The motivations, not political. You take all the time you need. I'm over here talking. The motivations are very clear. You can, you know, pick, you know, several, three, you know, religion, oil, money. You know, those are the three big
those
ones.
Those are the things. Yeah, those are the big ones. Yep.
And, you know... Of course, as we get all riled up, you know, and you know, everybody says, you know, if Trump would have been in office, you know, that would, well, yeah, it would have. But I guarantee you something else would have happened. You know, Trump, like he very physically and verbally rebuked all the other countries in NATO who weren't paying their fair share. I mean, there's like a monthly dues to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And we've been footing the 75% of the bill because nobody else was paying for it. And so, you know, when he called them out and called Germany out and all these other countries that are, you know, governing parts of NATO and throwing a cry up of, oh, God, we've got to do something. Well, fuck you. You fucking started this shit, you know?
Where's the we at this point?
Yeah. You know, I think that, you know, Trump would have had a conversation, but I also think that Putin would have known that he could have had that conversation, you know, with, you know, our current state of affairs. It is what it is. But, you know, thank goodness that the current administration has not decided to send, you know, American troops and war fighting machine into this conflict, you know.
Right.
It's their problem. You fucking caused it. You solve it. We'll give you the fucking backing. And you can lay it down. You know, there's, you know, all the other Hunter Biden and all the shit with Ukraine before Joe even got in office and everything else. And, you know, there's so many fucking avenues of conspiracy and to look at all this. And, you know, I'm not going into all that, but it just, the truth of the matter is, it took Russia over
20 years to actually physically respond to being poked. And we have poked them and poked them and poked them since 1990.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think it would have taken us to respond? A day and a half?
Are you talking about America and somebody encroaching on America's?
Yeah, exactly.
If it absolutely has to be destroyed overnight, 1-800-321-USAF.
Yeah. Yep. Send them in, boys. Let's do this. You fucked with the wrong bull.
As we always say, you know, we're always willing to give, you know, other people the opportunity to die for their country.
Yes, we are. 20 years of it.
I mean, over 20, but 20 is the easy number.
That's the easiest. The round.
But, dude.
Round and around number.
Just.
You do that one day.
It becomes stupid when a piece of paper that everyone negotiated, and mind you, there were so many countries involved in this, and they all signed on the fucking line and agreed to this, and then, without fucking any hesitation, and mind you, Russia in some of these things was part, you know, they were at a negotiating table. You know, through the late 90s and 2000s, when these other countries were allowed to join NATO, they were sitting at the table going, but you said you wouldn't do this. We don't agree to this. And we're like, okay, bitch, we're going to do what we want, you know?
Hey, shit, this is what we're doing.
And so, facts be facts.
And the U.S. Like government would never do that.
We're doing
what we're doing. We, as the quote-unquote free democratic nations of the world, have pushed and pushed and felt that we were justified as being the good guys.
Are we really the Karens? Is that what you're saying? We're the Karens?
In this situation, we are most definitely the Karens.
And we're not free either, so get that shit out of your fucking
head. The problem is, as we're all standing here with our hands on our hips, throwing money and bombs at the problem, going, you know, looking at Putin going, we want to talk to your manager. And Putin's going, shut the fuck up, bitch.
I am the manager. Did you see me on the horse without a shirt on?
Fuck you, bitch.
I don't know if you've seen that or not, but that was me. I'm kind of the manager.
And mind you, there's enough fucking stuff to talk about Russia as a whole and how they treat their own citizens and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not justifying a lot of these actions. All I'm trying to let you people know.
We can go into China, too, if you want to talk about how they treat the people, because that's fucking horrific.
That's a different episode.
It's not for us to decide.
Spreading wine. You know, we can bring our imaginary friend into the subject and be like, you know.
I get it. All right. I didn't bring it up, you did.
Jesus told us to free them people.
Okay.
You know, the three motivators for fucking killing people and doing stupid shit in the world? Religion, money, oil. And they all fucking tie together.
Well, the religion and money certainly tie together more so than the oil, but money is the big thing. Money is the number one.
I think it's all just the military-industrial complex. I mean, it's bullshit. It's what it is, but...
You
bullshit,
need it.
Bullshit, bullshit,
bullshit. Need it, though.
Todd didn't say it, I did. But, he's making sure that there's no bombs coming down on him.
I didn't hear a word from Todd. He didn't say a thing.
Todd who?
Exactly. Everything's cool. So as I was saying in this last episode,
say is that the IMC has provided me the opportunity to marry and divorce and birth
two children. Well, two marriages and two divorces. Two children and the assistance of raising and health care. And also my two grandsons, because my oldest daughter was able to remain on my insurance for to pay for their shit. So two grandkids, hopefully a retirement, and a somewhat decent life for myself. So I don't personally have any qualms with the IMC. You can have yours, and that's fine. But my dear brother, I will remind you the next time I see you that when I buy the beer or I buy dinner, you know where that money came from.
Well, if I think about it really hard, Todd, it came out of my pocket too. In essence, I mean,
oh, he's not wrong.
No, but not there completely. Again, I'm paying it too. I would dare say that.
Yes, that's paying, true too as well.
I'm paying a little bit more than the rest of you fuckers. Well, maybe not Zach.
You might want to watch that shit too. I'm a self-contractor, so yeah.
You're 1099 it. I had to buy a new fucking pack of socks. Deduction.
I have plenty of socks.
I had to buy some more sunflower seeds. Deduction.
I did buy sunflower seeds, still pickle flavored, actually. So.
All right, enough of that. All right, that's all I had. It's a topic of discussion that is. Been going around a lot lately. And
you kind of just basically just said, hey, this is what you're being told, but here's the other side of it that you don't know. No. This isn't what the news is feeding down your throat every fucking day. So maybe you should look at it, but as everybody should in every fucking situation is look at both sides of that shit, not just listen to your one-sided assholes.
And that's the problem with only America. Having good and evil. As Biohazard wrote a very good song, it's all shades of gray. That is the reality of our world.
Yeah.
When you go to absolutes, then...
Never go to absolutes. Nope.
It's never about good versus evil. It has to be about, well, if it works for me, it has to work for you. Which is another subject about how, there is no compromise in our current fucking Congress.
No, there isn't. And it's one of those things, like, if you're... Like, I got buddies that are, like, completely liberal. And I got buddies that are completely conservative. And if you talk to them and you agree with, I like this part, I like this part, but I don't care for that, you're out. The second you don't agree with one thing on the fucking agenda, it's just like... You're out. It's like, why can't I be down the middle? And why do you have to stick so hard to that bullshit? Because it doesn't fucking, it's not helping anything. And fucking if we get down the middle, because the working people are what fund this fucking country. And if they can all come together and just be like, boom, we agree on this shit, then we won't need you anyway, so you can fuck off. And they don't want that to happen.
I would lay something out for you. There is a wonderful video of Frank Zappa on a 70s TV show. I'm assuming it's in the 70s. Might have been early 80s. Just you can Google Frank Zappa, tyrannical right wing government or whatever. I'll leave the other part out of it so you can, go see it and figure it out for yourself. But the facts that he lays out there about what was happening to our country then, and then you look at it now, you'll get a better understanding of what I'm trying to get at.
was he predicting the future or what?
Well, the Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
I will tell you this. I do believe that Limp Bizkit. prophesized the future when the Red walked out and said, everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. Or is it everything sucks and everybody's fucked? Either way, there you go, Fred. There you go, Fred. Oh.
You know, dude, assholes, I can't fucking get away.
It's one of those days. It's one of those months. It's one of those years. It's one of those decades.
It's my week of the month.
Hey, yesterday,
I played
as
along,
we're recording
asshole.
This, was International Women's Day. So,
yeah.
Easy.
Pump I said that,
breaks,
I,
bro.
I said happy International
no
Women's Day. Some people that I
tampons.
Picked up a truck from. Is that what we're doing? I don't know what you're doing. The tampons, when you can get the pads with the wings.
Yeah, you know. No taxation on manhole covers.
Are we really going to go into the pink tax? Are we really going into the pink tax?
No,
hey,
do it.
I am just trying to do my part for awareness, okay? I am post-celebrating International Women's Day. You know, I've got a forum. I have a voice. If I don't use it... God, I feel like I'm a freaking...
Why is there an International Women's Day? It should be every day of the year. There's nothing I appreciate more.
Well, the bigger question is who's
more,
allowed to celebrate it?
But who? I mean, seriously, I love my dad, but who do you love more than your mom? I mean, honestly. Well, okay. Let's.
Some people
let's
don't
talk
have moms.
Let's talk about Dimebag.
Oh, you have a mom. She might not be alive, but you would not be here, okay? I mean, there's another fun video for you. You know, hey, guys.
I was saying the majority.
My mom is dead, but I just got this thing, so you guys just pretend to be my mom real quick.
And
she
starts
talking about how she just got
right now,
this
job
and the guy's
like...
laying on the floor.
Sucks out.
I'm pretending to be your mom for you.
I was only talking about me. Think about my mom. Like,
no, I legit. There's nobody that I loved more than my mom. But
right. So all right. It's fair enough. You break my balls. Fine enough. I get it.
But there are people who don't have. They may have a biological egg donor, but they don't have a mom.
Well, who? See, mom and dad is whoever raises you. I don't give a fuck where you came from. It's whoever puts the time in and the love in and that kind
yes.
of thing. So that's the business right there.
Yes, I agree.
Are you drinking vinegar? What are you doing?
I'm drinking
water.
Water.
You just drinking out of a fucking gallon? All right, rock and roll, dude.
Yeah, it saves time traveling up and down the stairs to get a glass.
If they so quick.
I'm
they
lazy, man.
A gallon.
You want to find out how to do shit efficiently? Find you a fat lazy guy. He's got to figure it out.
That guy knows.
I fill up the gallon jug once. I'm good for a couple of days. I fill up a fucking glass. I gotta go up and down them stairs two or three times a fucking day.
This guy knows the shortcuts. Much what he does. We got it. Oh, shit.
And on that note,
you know nothing about Spire.
That's all I have. Make up your own fucking mind.
Fuck
people.
It, I quit.
Fuck it, I'm done.
I like the fact that you just throw up the other side of it and be like, hey, there's something else to look at.
Yeah,
and you should look at that with everything. I think because I for a long time I only looked at one side and didn't look at the other side. If you don't. You don't do it, you're never going to fix anything, so we'll always be fucked.
Yeah, that's me. I'm all about compromise.
I don't see my rim shot button anywhere, I'm sorry.
And there we go, rim shots. What does any of this have to do with gay porn? We're talking about putting balls on walls and rim shots. And
I had to bring up accept when I had to. Put your
stuff. Oi, 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 oi.
And there you have
it. This is the most serious episode we've ever done, and we still managed to make it childish.
That's why I'm here, right? I mean,
when you have a skill set.
That's my skill set. Everything childish as well.
Challenge accepted.
Yes, bring it.
Well, let's wrap this bitch up.
I don't think I have enough tortillas for that.
I've got a couple up here. You need some?
Well, you better throw him down the stairs. He's already got his jug of water down there. He's not making his trip upstairs. Just open up the door, toss him down like your feet, some animal.
And when you open the door and throw him, be sure and say, "This is Russia. Fuck you, bitch."
I'm just gonna put him in a. I'm gonna put him in a sealed bag and just guide him down the vent.
No. I'm gonna push the boundaries. I'll meet you in the kitchen.
Okay.
And we'll get some scotch tape and we'll just get you all covered up in new puckers.
Okay. Sounds like a day. We're doing this.
This bitch up.
Matt, wrap this shit up.
Already did. I don't really think I have to do anything. Ooh, thanks, Todd. enlightening. And no, it actually was, though. It was pretty good. We will see you guys next Tuesday, you motherfuckers. I'm sorry.
Zach.
Lindy.
Meet Popsicle.
Like and rate, review on Spotify. Like I said, on the last episode, if you got guitar shit, you haven't heard it yet. But now you're hearing this one, and you're like, oh, I had things I want to say about any of the other episodes. Just get on there, because what is it, voice messages they can do, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Voice messages.
Or they can actually type with their little thumbs on their phones.
And I don't even give a fuck how angry you are, because I was angry at myself, like I explained earlier. I'd love to hear it. So we'll see you next Tuesday.
Later.
Bye.
Okay. I want to hump you. Bye-bye.
It's evil!
Don't watch it!
It's alive!
I like radio.
They're coming to get you.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
What's my line, Zach? What's my line?